tribute to Carlton Joseph, visionary leader and philanthropist. By Anthony Joseph. Carlton Joseph was not just a name many recognized from the pages of our publication, particularly his insightful column on page 7, but he was also my big brother, mentor, and the unwavering rock in my life. His recent passing has left a void in my heart and the hearts of many who knew him. This week, I want to share who Carlton Joseph truly was, a man of boundless generosity, relentless drive, and a visionary spirit, as revealed through our numerous conversations over the years. A journey of determination and generosity. Carlton's journey to success was based on determination and a deep sense of community. I remember vividly the story of his early years when, after pursuing his master's degree at George Washington University following his undergraduate work at Howard University, he owned and drove a taxi. Despite the rigorous demands of his studies, Carlton's entrepreneurial spirit shone through. He believed in self-reliance, knowing that owning his business was a step toward financial independence. Upon securing his first job at a nuclear company, Carlton made a remarkable decision. He drove his taxi to the dispatcher's office and left it there, instructing the dispatcher to give it to the next Caribbean student seeking employment, free of charge. The only condition was that once they graduated, they would pass on the taxi and badge to another student. This act of generosity was rooted in his understanding of the hardships students face while working for someone else, and his desire to see others succeed without such burdens. Building community and legacy. Carlton's vision extended beyond personal success. During his university years, he and a group of students purchased a house, transforming it into the Trinidad and Tobago Association. They hosted parties on weekends to support the mortgage, creating an active community hub. The association became a cornerstone for Caribbean students and the local community in Washington, providing a space for cultural connection and support. Years later, when the association faced foreclosure on their Georgia Avenue property, Carlton once again stepped up. He paid off the mortgage, sold the building, and donated the profits to the organization. This act ensured the continuity and growth of a community resource that has since flourished, supporting many more students and community members. Championing Black business and innovation. Carlton was also the mastermind behind the Black and Indigenous Business Development Association and the annual Impact Awards. His goal was not merely to celebrate achievements but to leverage his extensive knowledge of government procurements to empower Black businesses. Carlton's companies had secured billions of dollars in contracts with various government levels in the United States, and he was determined to help Black companies navigate and succeed in these competitive environments. Even as we celebrate his life, the Impact Awards Committee is working on a special award to honor Carlton's contributions. Though it may not bear his name, it will be imbued with his spirit and dedication to uplifting the community. Florencia Farms, a visionary project. One of Carlton's most ambitious projects in recent years was the establishment of Florencia Farms, named after our childhood home. According to his son Marlon, Carlton's vision was to create a farm that would reflect his passion for the Caribbean and Black communities through innovative agriculture. Florencia Farms was dedicated to empowering Black farmers, sourcing fresh medicinal plants from Africa and the Caribbean, and making them available to these communities. Carlton was committed to educating people about the benefits of these plants, aiming to improve herbal awareness of health and wellness. He also sought to introduce fresh fruits and vegetables from the Caribbean to regions where it was previously thought they impossible to grow. Embracing technology and education. Beyond traditional agriculture, Carlton was a champion of innovation. He explored the use of blockchain technology to create a cohesive community among the diaspora, encouraging an environment of product and commerce exchange. Carlton envisioned a transparent, open-source space where farmers could trade goods honestly, share knowledge, and build a resilient network that transcended geographical boundaries. This system would ensure fair trade practices, enhance accountability, and empower farmers with greater control over their economic activities. Additionally, Carlton aimed to revitalize the agricultural industry through a STEM program targeting youth. He wanted to modernize agricultural practices with science and technology, making the industry appealing to young minds and sparking innovation. His ultimate vision was to see farming communities grow together, developing new theories, products, and scientific advancements. Personal reflections and family memories. Kevin fondly recalls his father's dedication to family time, particularly through bike rides and roller skating. His father organized memorable bus trips to King's Dominion and Six Flags and, most notably, planned father-son camping trips with other Caribbean dads. These trips involved shopping for supplies a week in advance and bonding in the great outdoors, creating cherished memories for Kevin. Kevin also treasures their many road trips together. They toured Europe, visiting Germany, the Netherlands, Italy, and England, with Kevin often serving as the historical tour guide. Their U.S. road trips were equally memorable, such as driving from San Diego to Vancouver and waking up to the snow-capped Mt. Shasta or seeing the serene lake reflections on the way to Yellowstone National Park. These journeys were filled with deep conversations about politics, economics, and life, reflecting his father's adventurous and carefree spirit. A legacy of inspiration. Carlton Joseph's legacy is one of inspiration, resilience, and unwavering commitment to community empowerment. His work at Florencia Farms, his contributions to the Black and Indigenous Business Development Association, and his selfless acts of generosity have left an indelible mark on our communities. Carlton's visionary ideas and dedication will continue to inspire and drive change, leaving a cornerstone for a more inclusive and prosperous future for Black farmers and communities. In his memory, we honor not just the successful businessman and community leader, but the beloved brother who always believed in thinking outside the box and working towards meaningful success. His spirit will live on in the countless lives he touched and the enduring impact of his work. Rest in peace, Carlton Joseph. Your legacy will continue to inspire and guide us. Anthony Joseph is the publisher of the Caribbean Camera.